Leviticus chapter 6. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and said, If a person sins and commits a trespass against the Lord, and he lies about something to his neighbour in a matter of safe deposit or safe keeping with a pledge, or in a matter of plunder, or if he has oppressed his neighbour, or if he finds a lost item and lies about it, or if he swears falsely about any one of all the things that a man does, so as to sin in them, then it shall come to pass, in that he sinned and is guilty, that he will return the booty which he plundered, or the gain which he gained by oppression, or the item in safe deposit which was deposited with him, or the lost item which he found. Or in any matter where he swore falsely, he will repay it, the original sum, adding a fifth to it, and he will give it to him whose it is, on the day of his guilt offering. And he will bring his guilt offering to the Lord, a ram without blemish from the flock, by your valuation as a guilt offering to the priest. And the priest will make atonement for him before the Lord, and it will be forgiven him for anything at all that he does by which he incurs guilt. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and said, Command Aaron and his sons and say, This is the procedure for the burnt offering. It is the burnt offering on the hearth of the altar, kept alight all night until the morning, as the fire of the altar burns on it. And the priest will wear a fine linen garment, and he will wear fine linen trousers on his flesh. And he will take up the ashes produced when the fire consumes the burnt offering on the altar, and he will put them alongside the altar. Then he will take his clothes off and put other clothes on, and he will take the ashes outside the camp to a clean place. And the fire of the altar will be kept burning on it. It will not be extinguished. And the priest will burn wood on it every morning, and he will arrange the burnt offering on it, and he will burn the fat of the peace offering on it. A continual fire will burn on the altar. It shall not be extinguished. And this is the procedure for the meal offering, that Aaron's sons should offer it before the Lord in front of the altar. And he will take up a handful of it, of the fine flour of the meal offering, including its oil, and all the frankincense, which are to go with the meal offering, and he will burn them on the altar, a sweet fragrance, a memorial of it to the Lord. And Aaron and his sons will eat the remainder of it. It will be eaten as unleavened loaves in a holy place. They will eat it in the courtyard of the tent of contact. It will not be baked leavened. I have given it as their portion of my fire offerings. It is a holy of holies, like the sin offering and the guilt offering. Every male among Aaron's children will eat it. It is an age-abiding statute for your generations concerning the Lord's fire offerings. Everyone who touches them shall be holy. And the Lord spoke to Moses and said, This is the oblation of Aaron and his sons, which they will offer to the Lord on the day when the man is anointed. A tenth of an ephah of fine flour of the meal offering, perpetually, half of it in the morning and half of it in the evening. It will be made on a baking tray with oil. You will bring it when it has been mixed. You will offer baked items of the meal offering, baked in pieces, as a sweet fragrance to the Lord. And the anointed priest in place of him, from his sons, will make it. It is an age-abiding statute of the Lord. It shall be completely burnt, and every meal offering of the priest will be a complete burnt offering. It shall not be eaten. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and said, Speak to Aaron and his sons, and say, This is the procedure for the sin offering. At the place where the burnt offering is slaughtered, the sin offering will be slaughtered before the Lord. It is a holy of holies. The priest who offers it as a sin offering will eat it. It will be eaten in a holy place, in the courtyard of the tent of contact. Everyone who touches its flesh will be holy. And when any of its blood is splashed on the garment, you will wash that which was splashed on in a holy place. and the earthenware vessel in which it is boiled will be broken, or if it is boiled in a copper vessel, then it will be thoroughly scoured and thoroughly rinsed with water. Every male among the priests will eat it. It is a holy of holies. But no sin offering of which blood is brought to the tent of contact to make atonement in the holy place will be eaten. It will be burned by fire.